Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Authorities say a student stabbed and injured two school staff members Tuesday afternoon at Castor Gardens Middle School in Northeast Philadelphia. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Authorities say it happened without warning just after noon. A student at Castor Gardens Middle School pulled out a knife and stabbed two school employees.
It did happen in a classroom, and the student was found close by. And the student has been taken to police headquarters to be interviewed.
District spokeswoman Monique Braxton says it's not clear what sparked the double stabbing.
The motive for the incident is not known.
Police say a 63-year-old woman was stabbed on her left side and a 31-year-old woman was stabbed in the left arm. The injuries were described as minor. A weapon was recovered and the school district is trying to determine how the knife may have gotten past the school's metal detectors. Some parents arrived to take their children home. Classes continued for the rest of the school day, and Braxton said counselors were available for those who needed to talk. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police are asking for your help in identifying a suspect they say attacked a man aboard a SEPTA train on Halloween. KYW's Nina Barotti has more.
The suspect is described as having a short ponytail and was wearing a gray sweatshirt and orange pants at the time of the assault, according to officials. Police say the suspect punched a 38-year-old man several times in his head and face, and he got a concussion. It happened on Halloween night around 5:30 on the SEPTA L train at Columbus Boulevard and Spring Garden Street in Old City, per investigators. Surveillance footage of the suspect was posted on PPD's social media pages and website. They ask that if you recognize the person to call detectives and say tips can be confidential. Nina Barandi, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pennsylvania counties must start the recount of the U.S. Senate race by today, with Republican Dave McCormick currently ahead of Democrat Bob Casey by around 17,000 votes, or a quarter of 1%. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Pennsylvania law mandates a recount if the unofficial results of a statewide race fall within a margin of less than one half of a percent. Pennsylvania Secretary Al Schmidt says the automatic recount's been triggered 8 times since the law took effect in 2004. 4 times the trailing candidate opted to waive the recount. In the other 4, the recount didn't change the outcome of the race.
The most recent recount occurred 2.5 years ago in the 2022 primary contests between Republican U.S. Senate candidates Dave McCormick and Mehmet Oz. That recount cost about $1,053,000.
County officials will use a different method or different equipment for the recount. It must be done by noon on November 26. Senate President Pro Tem Kim Ward's among ranking Republicans who had called on Casey to concede the election to avoid the taxpayer expense. The court battles over the race continue as the Casey campaign suing to count provisional ballots that were filled out or filed incorrectly, as the campaign argues those mistakes were based on instructions from poll workers, not by the voter. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Hearings continue in City Hall on the proposed Center City Sixers arena. Yesterday, Chinatown leaders who are unanimously opposed to it got a chance to sound off to City Council.
KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Chinatown's future has never been more vulnerable in my lifetime.
Chinatown Development Corp's John Chin urged council members not to approve the arena legislation, citing construction disruptions, traffic, and gentrification that threaten its small businesses.
This arena will push Chinatown towards the precipice.
Council members pushed back gently. Councilman Curtis Jones asked what other project might take its place.
When people visit our city, I don't want a wonderful super five and below for you to visit.
Council members also wanted to know whether anything could be added to the community benefits agreement to protect the neighborhood, but opponents declined to answer because they simply don't want the arena in any form. One restaurateur said he would likely go out of business.
I don't know how the money will compensate that because my business will be done. I'll have to shut down. There isn't enough money to make up for that kind of loss.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The Old Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.